Come on, put your hand together for Jesus. Amen. God is good. Did you say some of the time?
All the time.
Wow. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I want to celebrate with all mothers here today. I am so proud of you. You are a woman of a noble character. The Lord bless you for what you do. You stand for us. You protected us, provided for us. And your presence makes us who we are today. God bless you. God bless you. And God bless you. Amen. I don't know where I would have been without a mama. Hallelujah. God bless you. My mom, my father died when I was 12 years. And guess what? My mother was my father, my uncle, my everybody. And I'm so proud of her today. Hallelujah. God bless all of you. In the name of Jesus. Will you please go with me to the Bible quickly? Go with me to the Bible, the book of Acts chapter 11. We will read from verse number 19 to 28. Let's hear the word of God. Now, those who had been scattered by the persecution that broke out when Stephen was killed traveled as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch, spreading the word only among the Jews. Some of them, however, men from Cyprus and Cyrene, went to Antioch and began to speak to Greeks also, telling them the good news about the Lord Jesus. 21. The hands of the Lord was with them, and great numbers of people believed and turned to the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
The news of this reached the church in Jerusalem, and they sent Barnabas to Antioch. When he arrived and saw what the grace of God has done, he was so glad and encouraged them all to remain true to the Lord with all their heart. He was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and faith, and a great number of the people were brought to the Lord. Verse 25. Then Barnabas went to Tarsus to look for Paul, and when he found him, he brought him to Antioch. So a whole year Barnabas and Saul met with a church and taught great numbers of people. The disciples were called Christian first at Antioch. Father, I give you the glory today. I pray, oh God, as we share your word today, you will bless every heart that listens to you. We give you all the glory and praise in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, come on, I say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want to share with you a word God put in my heart. And I title it A Blueprint for Church Growth. A Blueprint for Church Growth. Now, when we talk about blueprint, we're talking about reproduction of a technical drawing, documenting an architectural or an engineering design. Hallelujah. The church of Antioch has some things that are so peculiar about them. And if we as a church, we will look at these examples and go with them, we will live to affect our communities and beyond. We will live to impart and influence the generation we are and the next generation to come. The Antioch church imparted their society far and beyond. Therefore, if today's church will make a radical change in our life and in the life of nations of the world, then the examples we found here, we must take them. Hallelujah. Oh, come on and say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Antioch was the largest city in the then Roman Empire. The third largest city. Amen. In the Empire of Rome. A commercial city. A city that with commerce. It was a harbor city where the ships come over there and dock out there. People travel from all walks of life and do business out there. One day the Bible said a persecution arose in Jerusalem. The church of Jerusalem was greatly persecuted. Life was impossible for people. Nobody could stay around except the apostles. And the disciples have scattered all over the world. They scattered. Some of them ran to Galatia. Some of them to Africa. Some of them went to Cyrene. Other parts of the world. And some of the disciples ran down to where? Antioch. They were running away because of the persecution. But something happened. While they were running away, they were carrying the word of God with them. Oh, hallelujah. While they were escaping persecution, they were carrying the Holy Ghost. The fire of the Holy Ghost is right inside them. There is a fire in us today that you can't do without it. They were carrying that same fire of the Holy Ghost wherever they are. These were not apostles. Listen to me. They were ordinary people like you and I. In the members of the church. Members of the church. Hallelujah. And there are some early things that I have seen with this church Antioch. I may not be able to tell you all today, but I'm going to drop some things in your box today. I'm going to email, I'm going to fast track, I'm going to drop some of them in your spirit today. I want to download some of this stuff in you today. And nothing can take it out. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. I say hallelujah. These men were not professional church planters. The men that reached Antioch and took the city, influenced the city, and brought a radical change in the city, a radical transformation in the land of Antioch, were not apostles. They were not professional church planters. They were members of the church like you and I. Members of the church with no portfolio. Let's see what they did. Hallelujah. They were a witnessing church. When they came to Antioch, the Bible said they began to witness. They began to preach the word of God everywhere they go. While in the city of Antioch, they were preaching the word of God. They were sharing the word of God. They might have not preached before, but they were sharing their life. How I changed. How I encounter Christ. And when I met Jesus, what happened to me? The change I had. The way they were doing business. Every day with people. They were behind the business. They were sharing the word of God. Before you realize, the Bible says a great number of people believe Jesus. Remember, this was a pagan community. Oh, come on, are you here? This was a pagan community. A city that is a Gentile city. They are without God. They worship all kinds of idols. Everywhere you go, you see voodoos around. But they broke through. Oh, come on. Receive the power to break through. Oh, come on. If the church will grow and become great, mighty, and mega church with a mega pastor, listen to me. We need to witness in our community. Oh, come on. I said we need to do what? Witness in our community and go beyond for Jesus. The Antioch church was a witnessing church. Amen. The Bible says, however, some of them, verse 20, some of them, however, men from Cyrene is part of Africa. Oh, hallelujah. I'm glad, brother. I'm glad Africa is here. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. It's a man from Cyrene and Cyprus went to Antioch and began to speak to Greeks, telling them of the good news about Jesus. The good news about Jesus. You know, in darkness, when everybody sees darkness, you must come out and say there's light. In the midst of hopelessness, when all people are hopeless, they don't see the future. You get to arise and tell them, I see hope in the midst of the dry bones. Oh, am I talking to somebody this morning? You have that message. You have that good news. We as a church, we are the only people that have the good news of the gospel. The good news is that Jesus died, rose again from the dead, and he is alive. Oh, come on. I said he is alive. And we must preach that word to everybody. We must take the city of Gilbert for Jesus. If we will be who God wants us to be, whether you have ever preached before, whether you have ever shared the word of God before, you can do it. How did you get converted? You can tell the story to somebody. Study the life of Paul. Everywhere he goes, the gospel he preached is how he met Christ. I'm going to tell you some of the stuff before we close today. I have a few minutes to go. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Number two, listen to this. Number two, they were not only what? A witnessing church. They were what? A well-instructed church. A well-instructed what? Church. Well-instructed in the word of God. Amen? Amen. Can you pull on the screen for me? Verse 25 of Acts chapter number 11. Verse 25. Well instructed. You got to be instructed in the word. Hallelujah. You got to be what? Instructed in the word. You need to be taught the word of God. Well, the word of God is so powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. And if you are instructed in the word of God, you will make a difference. Because the word of God can shape your life. The word of God can transform your destiny. The word of God can take you from nowhere to somewhere. Can I hear me from somebody? Yeah. Hallelujah. A well-instructed church or community. My Bible said, then Barnabas went to Tarsus to look for Saul. Oh, brother Saul. Who is this man? Listen to this. Then Barnabas went down to Tarsus to look for Saul. And when he found him, he brought him to Antioch. So for a whole year, Barnabas and Saul met with a church, with the Evident Life Church. hallelujah. In Gilbert, Arizona. Oh, come on. Are you there? And the Bible says, and taught great number of people. He taught great numbers of people. And the Bible says the disciples were called Christians first at Antioch. They taught them, Paul and Barnabas taught. They imparted the word of God. They teach them God's word. They released God's word. They taught them God's word until they were transformed, metamorphosed into what? Being like Christ. Every Gentile saw them and said, no, these guys are just looking like Christ in this city of Arizona. Wherever they go in the office, wow, he behaved like Christ. In at home, oh, they saw them as Christ, like Christ. They behave like Christ, like Christ, like Christ. You see me in my African clothes today. I am an African born. Hallelujah. You will identify me by what I wear. They saw Christ in them. They saw Jesus in their character. They saw Jesus in their character. They were fully submitted. They submit themselves to Christ. They did not add Christ to their life. Mama, are you there? They did not add Christ to their life, but they submitted themselves to the Lord. Watch this. Paul, he was a chain breaker. Paul, he was who? The prolific persecutor wrote the church. He was the man that gathered people and ran to Jerusalem and began to persecute the church. He went for permit. He stood there gathering the cloth of people and said, persecute and what? Stone Stephen to death. Stephen was stoned. He was stoned. He was stoned. He was falling down. The stone was knocking him until he fell flat on the ground. He died. He was dead. He died just like that. In the presence of Saul and everybody. How come now? Oh, Lema Koroboshaka. That's the God we serve. How come now Paul, who was a persecutor of the church, the church breaker, now becoming a man, oh my God, a transformed man preaching the gospel? He had an encounter with God on the way to mission of destruction. On the way to Damascus, God met him there. In the name of Jesus, may God meet every Paul fighting your destiny and transform him for your good in the name of Jesus. Oh, a persecutor of the church became a prolific preacher of the church. The breaker of the church became the builder of the church. Oh, Paul, God need you. I don't know where you are from, but God need you. He came. He persecuted the people and they ran to Jerusalem. They ran from Jerusalem to where? To Antioch. And they said, we can't leave this mission. We got to be on this mission. We can't let go the preaching of the gospel. For I am not ashamed of the gospel. I am not ashamed of the gospel. He made this profound statement. He scattered the people. And they ran to Antioch. And the people that were preaching in Antioch ran to where? Sorry, preaching in Jerusalem, ran to Antioch and started a church. The persecutor, after a few years, became born again and now came to these people and taught them the word of God that rule the earth. The word, the stone that the builder rejected, oh, shall become the cornerstone. The very mayor that refused the gospel will come back, will bounce back and hear the gospel. The very areas that say prayer cannot be prayed, and the people that were standing and say you can't pray here, you can't do anything about religious, anything about that, you can't do anything of the stuff here, hear me, it will not be longer. There will be a turnaround in their life, and they will come to support the work of God, and the work of God will grow far and beyond in the name of Jesus. Oh, Brother Paul, his name was Saul, and when he became born again, he changed his name to Paul. Oh, he was greatly persecuted, though, yet he preached the gospel. He came to Malta, city of Malta, when the shipwreck happened. Snake bite him. Oh, yet he survived the snake bite. He planted church in Malta before he left. The Publius, the one of the great figures of the land, saw him. His father was about to die. He prayed for the father and he came back to life. Come on, the man that said you can't pray here now, pray for people. Listen to me, everywhere you are in your office today, you might have been rejected because of the gospel. They might have told you you can't preach in this place. You can't share your life with Christ. You can't share the word of God. Listen to me, it will not be long. A time is coming, and now is the time that where there's no way, they will hear the gospel, receive that power to witness in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God is able to transform people, transform the life of people. The church was well instructed. Paul, who was once a persecutor, came back to instruct the church because he had an encounter with God. He had an encounter with God, whose name is Jehovah Elohim. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Paul. Oh, Paul. Who is that Paul troubling you? Who is that Saul troubling you? If we will expand the kingdom of God here in Gilbert, Arizona, and affect the cities around us, when people travel miles away and come to church and come from far, drive 2 hours, they say, no, there's something going on here. We got to do what? Be well instructed in the word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on and say hallelujah. Amen. Oh, Jesus. Come on, say Jesus.
Jesus.
Come on, say Jesus.
Jesus.
Listen to me. The church was not only well instructed, they were a united church. A united church. Praise the Lord. A united church. In Acts chapter 13, my Bible said, watch this. I'm going to do some exegesis here. Watch this. Now, in the church at Antioch, there were prophets, teachers, Barnabas, Simeon, called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manaim, who had been brought up with Herod of Tetrarch and Saul, while they were worshipping, watch the word, while they were worshipping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, set apart for me, not for yourself, Barnabas and Saul, for the work to which I have called them. So after they had fasted and prayed, they placed their hands on them and sent them. Hello? The word they was mentioned 4 times in that scripture. They. We have multicultural in the church at Antioch. Hello? It was a multicultural church. Different race in the church. And the pastor is able to handle all. He was not a monocultural leader. He was far beyond that. He crossed the barrier of culture. He crossed the barrier of what? Racism. He was above all this stuff. Imparting all these nationalities together. Whereas we are prophets, teachers, pastors, all together in the church. But the one in charge of the church has the capacity. The Lord increases capacity to be able to receive and do the impossibility. Listen to me. And the Bible says, amazing thing. It said, they worship together. They talk about togetherness, oneness. The Antioch church was one. They were not divided. They work as one people. They work as a united force. They work as a team. They work and they promote the vision of the leader. If today we will impart our nations, we will affect and influence our generation, listen to me, we got to be a united church. One church. One church here. Speaking one language. Giving yourself to the vision that God gave to his servant. And running with it. Oh, they impacted the city of Antioch. The Bible says great number, uncountable, were converted. Who were they? Gentiles. People that know God, they don't know God. They heard God. They don't know the principles of the Bible. They taught them. And their life was transformed. They became united. Oh, I pray that your heart become one. God wants to take this church to the next level. I hear the word next level. I hear the word next level. I hear the word next level. Next level. What you are seeing today is just the introduction. The group you are seeing today, God is about to accelerate you. You know, when you're driving, you put your foot on the accelerator. Vroom, 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 vroom. Then the speed go higher. And it changed the gears. God wants to accelerate the church to a higher dimension. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, come on, hallelujah. Receive that grace now in the name of Jesus. Listen to me. They were not only in a united church, they were also wild, a worshiping church. They worship. Oh, they were a worshiping church. They worship God. Oh, they worship God. They were worshipers. True worshipers. True worshipers with their whole heart. They worship in the spirit and truth. I met a man yesterday. I sat with this guy for some couple of hours. We talked. He said, what? There's something that draw me closer to the church. When I came to Arizona, he said, let me quote him. He said, when I came to Arizona, I looked around the churches in town. I went online, looked around to know what church do we have in town. And I've been to one or two, three of those churches. I found out that, oh, Evident Life Church is a spiritual church. I came down here and I was just drunk in the spirit. I love the things going on here. They're worshiping God in the spirit. I love what is going on here. So I sold myself out. I am all in. I am all in. Because the time is coming. And now is the time when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in truth and in spirit. In truth and in spirit. And those are the people God wanted. I thank God that this church is a spiritual church. I mean Holy Ghost church. Holy Spirit church. A church that goes with the Holy Ghost. Transform lives. Hallelujah. Oh, I say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, I say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. The Bible said in Acts chapter 13, verse 2, it says, while they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, while they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, the Holy Spirit spoke. He said, separate from me. And leaders heard when the Holy Ghost spoke. They heard it. They know. They know. They know. The Holy Ghost has a personality. He speaks. He can be grieved. Hello? Yeah, he has a personality of a man. He has an attribute of people, a person. Amen? He speaks. He hears. He can be grieved. That's why Ananias and Sapphira lied to him. And they fall dead. But the church grew still. Praise the Lord. Oh, are you there, somebody? Are you hearing me, somebody? Yes. Let me say this before I go on. True worship will revive our heart, motivate our service, excite our witness, increase our offering, and arouse our affection and love, and build the church. Not only were they a worshiping church, they were also a missionary church. Hello? They were also what? A missionary church. They were mission-minded. Mission-minded. Oh, my time is up. Oh, Jesus. Can I take 5 minutes, please? Hallelujah. Can we postpone the lunch a little bit? Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. Come on, just allow Jesus to be Lord over the time a little bit. Praise the Lord. Listen to this, quickly. There were a missionary church. The Holy Spirit said, separate from me, Paul and Barnabas, for the work, for the assignment I have called them for. So they called those leaders, Paul and Silas, separated them. For you, this is what I put you in charge to be and to do for me. I put you in charge of this work in the house of God. You are to run throughout the whole world and share the word of God. And when they called them, Paul and Silas, they fasted again and prayed and laid hands on them and said, we commission you and ordain you into this office, function under the leadership of the Holy Spirit. They sent missionaries out. just like how every large church comes to Africa on mission all the time. They've been there several times. We planted churches out there. Not only do we plant churches, we are doing school together, impacting the community. And today, over 700 to 800 children have seen the light transform. Hallelujah! Heart of mission. Listen to me. You can go to school and learn about missionary. But learning about missionary is a good thing. But mission work is a hard core. You catch it by heart. It's not been taught. Catch it. Catch it. Hallelujah. They were not only what? A missionary church. They were praying church. They prayed and fast. They prayed and fast. Come on. They prayed and fast. They prayed and fast. Come on. They prayed and fast. They prayed and fasted. They prayed and fasted. They prayed and fasted. Stop eating too much. Hello. Yes. Imagine Holy Ghost said right now, postpone your lunch. Right now. I said, imagine. I didn't say the Holy Ghost said. Oh, let me finish before they sack me. Hallelujah. Imagine the Holy Ghost said, right now, postpone your lunch and dinner. Take it tomorrow morning. I have some drugs to take. I have some medicine to take. I'm on pills. But you'll be surprised that in that fasting and prayer, you can be healed. You can be transformed. You can be renewed. Oh, hallelujah. Are you listening to me, somebody? I encourage the church to go more in fasting and prayer. I encourage all of you, when it's time for prayer, don't be at home. Don't remain at home. The devil disengage you to watch TV or watch programs or go to parties and program and leave prayer. One of the things the devil will not like the church to get involved is corporate prayer. The devil is not happy when the church gather to pray. I don't mean 6-7 people. I mean the church called Evident Life, where people will see evident in their life, will see transformation in their life. The devil doesn't want you. He would remind you of programs and activities you have for the day. But I encourage all of you, sold out yourself, give out yourself for prayer. Remember, in the book of Acts chapter 3, it was prayer time that the disciples and the apostles were going for prayer. It was on the way to pray when they met who on the way? The man at the beautiful gate, crippled from a mother's womb. And he asked for money. He said, give me some money. And Peter said, hey, brother, listen to me. Silver and gold have I none, but what I have, give I to you. I have something more than gold. I can give it to them. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. It was a prayer that had been prayed on him. He arose. He began to walk. Now, listen to me. By prayer, your home can be transformed. By prayer, there can be a transformation in your office. Therefore, rise up and begin to pray. Shall we stand? Shall we stand? Shall we stand? Ah! Shall we all stand, please? Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you, Lord. Just lift up your hand. Give God the glory. Give God the glory. Give God the glory. Amen. Give God the glory. Give God the glory. Lebo shakara basambe rebo.
Stay here. I wanted to do something before we have an altar call, before we give you all an opportunity to respond and come to the Lord. And I wanted to share with you a project that we have the opportunity to be involved in as a church. Emmanuel mentioned that we've had a lot of engagement over in Ghana, Africa. We've planted many churches. One of those churches that we planted is called Evident Life Church, and it's in Weta Junction. I would say that's our sister church in Ghana, Africa. And that church had 600 people in attendance on Easter Sunday. It's blowing up in a good way. They've run out of room. If you can, Nate, put some of the pictures up. these are the foundations that are being laid for a new church building. Currently, they're meeting in what used to be a cafeteria in the compound that we stay in and that the main ministry is located in. And it can only handle about 150 people maximum. Well, that's not big enough for what God is doing in Weta Junction through Evident Life Church. And so across the highway on 2 acres, this is starting to happen right now. We have an opportunity to continue to invest in the advancement of the kingdom of God and people coming to Christ out of darkness into the marvelous light of Christ Jesus in Ghana, Africa, in this region, in the Volta region. Let me tell you something. For $75, we can build a pillar. And this new sanctuary, this new worship center, is going to need 58 pillars for the first floor. That'll house about 400 people. And then we're going to have the opportunity to build a balcony, 58 more pillars. They're built in a way to where we can go vertical with them. 58 pillars, and we can have the first phase of this done. 58 pillars, $75 a pillar. That's it. You try to do that in America, and you're talking probably $7,500 for a pillar. $75. Out in the lobby, there are sheets of paper with numbers next to them, and they're the pillar that you want to sponsor. You can sponsor one for your family. You can sponsor one for every member of your family and start to raise up what God is doing. I look at it this way. As we support pillars, we are becoming pillars for our sister church in Ghana, supporting them, lifting up what God is doing there, giving them that boost, that push to the next level that you talked about. And so you're going to have that opportunity. Maybe you want to say, hey, on Mother's Day, I want to do this for Mom. Whatever it is, I want us to be generous in this. I believe, and I know this, we have the capacity in this room right now to raise every one of those pillars up, to fund every one of those this morning. Every one of those pillars can be candled this morning, which means that construction moves forward at a nice rapid pace. I'm believing that by the time you're back next, that you will have been worshiping in that new facility. Amen. Amen. I just feel like I'm supposed to hand it back over to you just to invite people to respond to the Lord even right now. Take it.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And if you're here this morning, you've heard God. God is calling you. You know what He's calling you for. And you were out there, you want God to just touch you. Just walk to the front right now. Just walk to the front. He's able. Just walk to the front. Come. You want some healing in your body? Come. You want a touch of God? Just walk to the front right now. That burden can be rolled away. Oh, I've seen God open the eyes of the blind. I've seen God open the ears of the one who could not hear. Just last Tuesday in Boston, I've seen God open the ear of someone who could not hear. The power of God is able. They were going for prayer, and they couldn't walk. Just like that. He's calling you. Just walk to the front right now. You have a burden over your life. You want God to roll it away. This is the time He's able to roll them away for you. Just walk to the front right now. Before we pray. Holy Spirit. Thank you. Oh, Jesus. Thank you. Holy Ghost. Thank you. Come on, God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We give you praise, Jesus. And right now, in the name of Jesus, I stand in the authority of the Lord. I overrule every satanic agenda against your destiny. I overturn every demonic activity fighting your life. And I release the power of Jesus over your life right now. Every attack of the enemy in your system is aborted by the power of God. Be empowered. Be empowered with the new zeal. Be empowered with the fresh fire of the Holy Ghost. Be empowered with a renewed zeal. Now, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the transforming power. Thank you, O God, for rolling that sickness away. I roll that sickness away. I come against that sickness, that cancer. Hey, I command you, leave now by the power of God. Anyone hearing the sound of my voice, here, there, or anywhere, I release the power of the Holy Ghost to come upon you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Receive your miracle. Receive your deliverance. Let that burden be rolled away. I command that burden be now rolled away in the name of Jesus. Lord, I give you glory. I give you praise.
Amen. Amen. Amen.